Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
The first story that we were made aware of, it actually happened last week. Deputy President Paul Mashatile, well, his vehicle was shot at. I don't want to jump and say it was an assassination attempt because we don't know that. All we know is that his vehicle was shot at. It looked like 5 bullets to the windscreen. And when he describes it, this is what he has to say about it.
You must have heard that the police are investigating. What really happened is that as I was driving from the NEC, my car was hit. What initially I thought it was stones. And when we got home, protectors said, no, the impact is too much. They want to take it for checking because, you know, a bulletproof windscreen is quite strong to be damaged. And that's why they are doing the investigation.
Yeah. So, again, generally, bulletproof vehicles come in grades, right? So you get like a grade 3, grade 4, all the way to grade 5 or 6. And that's the caliber of bullets that it will stop. You can get like a bomb-proof vehicle, for example, right? Mm-hmm. Where even the undercarriage of the vehicle is protected. Like if you were to try and, I don't know, gain access to the president of the US's vehicle, you wouldn't be able to. It's got gas protection. It's got like his blood in there, all those things. This vehicle has a certain level of protection that I think maybe if you're shooting with a pistol, that's not the kind of damage it would sustain anything. Like it wouldn't go through. And I think if you're using certain assault rifles as well, it'll stop that, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Deputy President says that he thought it was stones that hit the windscreen.
Because of the sound, I gather.
Yeah. Generally, when you're driving, if you hear anything and then you see chips on your windscreen, you would think stones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I suppose that's plausible. You know, when you're driving, sometimes people drop things from bridges and they'll hit your car. So that could be it. That's one option. Another one could be just general crime. People saw BMWs and they thought, hey, we can try and hijack them.
No, but no.
No, it could happen.
No, but that kind of a convoy does not say that's hijackable.
No, like MPs get hijacked as well.
Yeah, but that kind of a convoy.
I'm just saying. I'm giving you all the different scenarios, right? Then a third scenario could be that, okay, this was a targeted attempt now. In they knew that the deputy president was in there. And they were trying to do something. There's also other theories that have now kind of started doing the rounds. People are saying, okay, fine. This may have happened, but perhaps it was planned. Planned by whom? I don't know. But I can see why you'd think maybe a story like this headed towards the elections maybe makes Paul Mashatile seem like a victim somehow. And this could improve his chances of being voted into, I don't know, the leadership of the ANC because people go, oh, okay, well, if they're trying to take him out, then maybe there's something there to it. I don't know. I just feel like in South African politics, there's so many better ways to get attention than this. So personally, I don't think this is staged.
I feel like it's staged. Firstly, which car do they know to shoot at? And secondly, they only shot the windscreen. You know very well that if you're trying to, you know, take out the VIP, he's definitely sitting immover. And also, if you know your victim or your supposed victim is the deputy of the country, you definitely are not shooting with a pistol. Because you know, number one, that he's driving with an armored vehicle, as we all know. So then why would you attempt at just shooting with a normal gun?
Could be
so
a warning.
To me, it just seems...
Could be you're sending a warning.
But we also don't know for a fact that it was a pistol. We're just working on speculation.
Yeah, but
now
that's what I'm saying. Anisha, I'm answering Saul to say, if you know he's sitting at the back, why are you shooting at the front? Could be that you're sending a warning to say the next time, it will not end like this.
But also, here's another thing. Why do we assume that they were trying to get the president? Maybe they're trying to get the president's driver.
That's what Lebogang Mayele tweeted. He asked, why are you guys trying to kill the deputy president?
Maybe it's a driver.
You see, tweets like that also. he's obviously, you know, in the camp of Paul. So it's tweets like that that
are
like
that are not helping the situation.
Yeah, it seems so staged. We don't have these
but
things.
But that
in
could just genuinely be his own reaction. That could genuinely be his reaction, where if you've got everything before you, there seems to have been something that happened to the windscreen. I suppose Lebogang could say perhaps they were trying to take out the deputy president. But the facts remain is that we can't necessarily say it was an attempted assassination now, because even the deputy president himself doesn't want to raise alarm because he first assumed the car was pelted with stones. So it's still a very difficult story. We cannot really say what exactly was going on there, and I suppose at least we'll get clarity once the investigation's concluded.
But that's what Saul is saying, Uguti. Here we are again, having people in leadership positions putting the cart in front of the horse. You don't have facts. You're out here tweeting.
Well, so no. This matter, I kind of do forgive him, and I'll tell you why, right? This is more than just an ANC matter. This is more than just a factional matter. It's like the EFF is saying as well, by the way, and the SACP.
Mm-hmm.
This is the deputy president of the country. If indeed there has been an attempt on his life, that's an attack on democracy. That's an attack on us.
Yeah, but can we get facts first? The deputy president himself says the car has been taken in for investigation. Up until such a time, we know for a fact it was an assassination attempt. Can everyone just stand down?
I will say this, though. For somebody that they allegedly tried to murk last week, he sounded very, very calm. My man was standing right there in the open, like,
what,
chilling.
What, you wanted him to do a Trump?
Yo, bruh, if you guys try to hit me, exactly. I wouldn't be moving like this. I'm telling you, like, I'd be moving differently. That's what I'm saying. I'd be moving differently. I wouldn't be giving you guys a statement live. I would have recorded a statement and sent it to you.
No, he doesn't want to raise alarm.
I just say he sounded very, very calm. I'm just saying, what are your thoughts, though?
Dramatic season.
Ah, see, our vice president, I put a crime. They don't have a stage in Labour Lab. So, Carlo, Copeshan, Lem Kuvale, Yabu Donald Trump, but Kalagaba, I call it.
Yee, Ningam call.
Aye, Rom. Paul Mashatile is Donald Trumping us. Yabona ufuna ukukhulula his political points ne political sympathy. Sizokwazi ukumvotela be president.
But now, do you see the distrust that exists between the general public and politicians? Because here you have somebody whom, if you are to believe the reports, was a victim of violence and crime, and we are busy here saying, no, we don't believe it. Why not?
So what if this attempted assassination, what is an inside job? Kaloku kubani successor ka Ramaphosa? You know, it's been unclear. We're not really sure. So now bazama ukhupha nabodwa, competition eliminate kubone. Asazi, it's possible. That's my theory, actually, because I mean, what South African is going to benefit from wanting to kill Paul Mashatile? Problem here to Aengo, yeah. Problem here to is the head of the fish.
Ew.
I think our deputy president is putting a Donald Trump stunt. But Abba comes up, never. Get Donald Trump stunt.
Never, guys. Inuka Santuana, man. We are preparing for the elections, for the next national elections. Remember this time, guys. Ukuthi there was once an attempt on the deputy president. Ukuthi abafuni ukuthi abe president. Guys, this is preparation for the next election. Save this voice note, sizoyikhumbula.
But somebody raises a good point, right? If you were to say there's a problem in South African politics and leadership, Paul Mashatile is not that problem. So why is he the person that you'd want to remove of all people? Think about it.
When this happens to Mashatile, just know that he's not a favorite. You know, whether it's from big business or from whoever or from Stellenbosch, that will succeed Ramaphosa. So they have their own candidate. Mashatile, there's a stumbling block, he has to go. Hence, they are tarnishing him with articles, news articles, every weekend.
But also, do you remember that Deputy President Paul Mashatile also collapsed publicly last year?
Yeah.
So he does have a history of these public appearances that seemingly threaten his health. So again, read into that what you want.
Firstly, staged. Number two, if somebody's trying to kill him, what for? And I don't think it's political, right? Because why? Hey, this man done a lot of damage, especially in the Val. Let's Mfuleni is not working because of Alexander Mafia, right? And now, as Caesar put it, we are towards the elections. The man is thinking, oh, let's sympathy vote. It's not going to fly, right? No one likes Paul Mashatile. Paul Mashatile, should he be the next president of the ANC? I can tell you now, they're going to dip. They're going to dip below 20%. Paul Mashatile is not your president. Paul Mashatile should be a minister of, I don't know, even if you say corruption, you're going to have to start with him first. But this was staged.
Okay, let's say that. Let's say you obviously don't like him. That's fine. Contest in the elections then. That's the best way to do it. Contest the power.
Good morning, guys. Mina ngithi it worked for Trump. So, yeah.
That is funny.
Hey, Sizwe. Hey, hi, Kai. Kanyazwelana, no deputy president. Kodwa man, ew. I lo muntu loyana, man. Lo mela yo trainer kahle. Mela trainer kahle. Kanti nalezi zinto ziyenzeka la eSouth Africa. Bengithi zenzeka emamuvini kuphela, bra Sizwe. Kodwa ke nje asithemba ukuthi hayi. Eish, kodwa ayi madoda.
People can't come out and say what they're feeling. Everybody's just going, yeah.
You know what? Nami lenda baye yang chusa. What umuntu, like, you were caught up with shooting by a batula imoto. And then, sonke besithukile when we hear the news. How umuntu statement maspelati, we don't have to worry. Njani deputy, njani. Because it looks like he's okay. Njengoba basho kuthi is okay. He's calm, okay. But I country mele ya relax. Oh, people mele ba relax. So kuthi hayi, yeah. Bekazo tujulwa kota abamtholanga, abatholanga kuthi atujuleke. Njani. Because mele manje umhlaba uyahlanya. Like, they're hunting those guys left and right and center. But he's calm. South Africa. Assas.
Well, he's also seen a lot in his life, so maybe he's calm because he knows his security detail has been strengthened. You never know.
Paul Mashatile, the next time something happens, utlame hayetsa a speech kapa abuele media. He must just do himself a favor and all of us a favor. Are au yemelo. But I've never ever come across politician nailing a target on the head like this guy. Hey, every other 6 months, only something. If indeed it's staged, well, I mean, I don't know. It's quite silly that he would stage something like this. But at this point, he should just lay low, you know, just lay low. Because I need to matating that.
Hi. No, it's tough, so.
Because now I'm remembering, even when he collapsed, he came out saying he suspects food poisoning. Then he was told, no, it was dehydration. So corner looks as a victim, no corner that's in play here.
It's a silly comment. I'm thinking one of the guards as a group collected, but obviously only one can shoot. Maybe they were testing these guys. They test ubone ukuthi ngempela is umuntu abam escortayo is going to be protected should anyone shoot. Maybe it was even at the close range. I don't know. That's my 2 cents.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think you test vehicles like that. You test vehicles without anybody inside them. And also, you test vehicles with a high caliber weapon. You don't just test the JG thing,
on the N12, yeah. With other vehicles around also.
Nah.
Hey, guys, I want to lento le. It's quite alarming. At the same time, Guti Upolo has suffered many attempts on his character. So, by I want Guti, he's moving and those things are not working because there's been an assault on him on his character in the past. And so maybe they're thinking, it will work or whatever, because it seems like the way things are going, he might end up being president. But also, not reporting this thing as it happened, it's also quite strange. Ngoba, you would want to let people know, guys, this thing has happened. And guys, what's the story with our national intelligence and security, state security services? Guti, they don't know anything that might have thwarted this attempt. But yeah, ubani marufuna ukubulala uPaul nje kahle kahle nje. For what? Because lo muntu lo zidlile imali, is as corrupt as they get.
Hey.
So yeah, it's quite strange also.
Engathi ukhuluma indaba eyikulu nje mpo. Here's my thing, right? It's not enough that the person is perhaps in the running to be the next president of the ANC in order for them to get killed. Because Phikile Mbalula is in the running to be the president of the ANC. There's been no attempts in his life. If you believe, for example, that even Panyaza Lesufi is in the running, there's been no attempts in his life. So why only Paul?
For sure. It sounds chilled. It sounds very easy. You know, it's like, they tried. It's not shaking. There's nothing here. Oh, easy. Next door, or a few meters away from your place, or whatever the case might be. Hey, the president sounds very easy. Chilled.
Kota pela wena. That's how you'd react. Shoot wena ikwala. Upoli kerila. Because you can't judge this thing based on how you'd react. He didn't react that way. Maybe he knows something we don't.
This was clearly staged, guys. There's no way which when I'm going to have dubula and you can't even see the person taking out a gun who's shooting at you. There's no way. It was definitely staged. Concerning Johannesburg and it being sold and for private entities, and then you got kickbacks. So like, what I've noticed is that play the victim and you become the winner. So he's just trying to play the victim as if it's calling Denkulai Pete. He must not say my answer. So it was staged.
No, but also in the evening, specifically with tinted windows, it is possible that somebody could shoot at you and you don't know.
Especially on the freeway, doing 120 or 30 in their case.
Yeah, all you'd see is just like muzzle flare. That's it. You wouldn't see who the person is.
I just to come my opinion on this Paul Mashatile thing. Honestly speaking, I don't think this thing is politically motivated. I don't really think that even if they did take him out, it's not going to make any difference in our lives as South Africans. This guy's useless. We all know that he offers nothing really, but his own gain and his own stuff that he's doing. It's not a politically motivated thing. It must be something, because this guy is involved in a lot of dodgy dealings that we don't know of. So it could be one of his friends that are trying to take him out. But me, honestly speaking, bayambulala, abambulali, make no difference. We've got other pressing issues in South Africa to spend our time on. Not this nonsense of Paul Mashatile. I'm sorry, man.
So here's what's interesting, right? Earlier on, somebody spoke about the character assassination that the deputy president has been subjected to. And this is the second voice note now where somebody says he's involved in dodgy dealings, but then goes on to say that we are not privy to, that we don't know anything about. So how can he say that if he don't have the evidence? What makes you think that these are dodgy dealings? Unless there's something you're not telling us yourself. Do you see what I mean? So if you are to believe that this is one, a character assassination, and then listen to the narrative that's been perpetuated about him, then the character assassination is working. Why do you need to assassinate him further?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.